March 9, prayer moves heaven. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Matthew 7:7. Why is it that we do not receive more from him who is the source of light and power? We expect too little. We do not value as we should the power and efficacy of prayer. The Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Romans 8:26. God desires us to come to him in prayer that he may enlighten our minds. He alone can give clear conceptions of truth. He alone can soften and subdue the heart. He can quicken the understanding to discern truth from error. He can establish the wavering mind and give it a knowledge of a faith that will endure the test. Pray, then, pray without ceasing. The Lord who heard Daniel's prayer will hear yours if you approach him as Daniel did. Let us live in close communion with God. The joy of the Christian arises from a sense of God's love and care for his children, and the assurance that he will not leave them alone in their weakness. We need to know how to pray. It is not tame, spiritless prayers that take hold of the divine attributes. Prayer is heard by God when it comes from a heart broken by a sense of unworthiness. Prayer was instituted for our comfort and salvation, that through faith and hope we may lay hold on the rich promises of God. Prayer is the expression of the desires of a soul hungering and thirsting for righteousness. Prayer is a heaven-ordained means of success. Appeals, petitions, entreaties between man and man move men and act a part in controlling the affairs of nations. But prayer moves heaven. That power alone that comes in answer to prayer will make men wise in the wisdom of heaven and enable them to work in the unity of the Spirit, joined together by the bonds of peace. Prayer, faith, confidence in God bring a divine power that sets human calculations at their real worth, nothingness. He who places himself where God can enlighten him advances, as it were, from the partial obscurity to dawn to the full radiance of noonday.